Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I am so excited to have a special guest on the show tonight on this worldwide platform, none other than the author of the book titled The Question Inside of Me, an adopted daughter's quest for connection, none other than author June D. Hawkins Purify. She is a member of the Greater Grace Temple Church where Bishop Charles Ellis III is the pastor and shepherd there. She is my special guest on tonight. So we are so excited to have her on. She's going to be discussing her book on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, you still need your Bibles, your pens and paper to follow along as she gives us different scriptures pertaining to this book. So we still going to need our Bibles, our pens and paper to follow along. I'm also asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now, your children, touching and agreeing and realizing and knowing that you are God and you are God alone. You are God all by yourself. You are the great I Am, the Most High God. We come to you now, Heavenly Father, giving you thanks, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us to wake up and see this another day that you have made. We didn't deserve it, but you allow us to see it, and we give you glory for it in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Sister Pura Foy, and every saved believer and every doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we are grateful for it in the name of Jesus. We also come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you remove by your Spirit, comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength, even as they go through the hour of bereavement. And let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. And help them to always look up into the hills from which comes their help, that you would be even glorified as they are still going through the hour of bereavement on tonight in the name of Jesus. We also come, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, those that are having suicidal thoughts, those that are dealing with mental depression, those that are dealing with PTSD disorders all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth, that you're still healing your people. And after you have healed them and delivered them and set them free, we pray, Lord, that they would have a testimony. They would not be afraid to open their mouths and let the world know that it is you who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free, that you would get the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Even on tonight, Lord, we pray that you would move by your Spirit as my special guest, author of Purified, Sister Purified, June D. Hawkins Purified, comes over this worldwide platform on tonight, sharing her book that you have blessed her to write, that someone will be blessed by it, someone will be helped and strengthened by this author as she discusses her book on tonight, that you will be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Even through this, Heavenly Father, we still pray that your word will go forth, that those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, that something will be said even through tonight, through this author on tonight. They will hear your word, they will receive the word, and they will confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ with their own mouth to come into their hearts and save them on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we continue to lift up all those that faithfully tune into this worldwide platform and ministry. Bless them, and even to the new listeners on tonight, continue to bless them. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. And we are so grateful, Heavenly Father, that you have allowed the doors to be open, that this worldwide ministry platform is now heard throughout the prisons throughout the United States. So for this, we also give you glory, honor, and praise, that this worldwide platform is growing for your glory, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So continue to have your way in this worldwide platform in ministry, because we know it's not about us. It's about you getting the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, small minds are the first to condemn great ideas. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought, and I'm a witness, it's the truth. And I'm sure some of you can bear witness as well. Again, tonight's scripture food for thought. Small minds are the first to condemn great ideas. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Take a note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or any songs that are played on this worldwide ministry platform. In the form of announcements, please jot these dates down for the upcoming guests on this worldwide platform. We have coming to us the first Thursday night in February, Pastor Rondell Brown will be bringing forth God's word. Normally, Deacon Marvin Cox will bring forth God's word every first Thursday night, but I have a special guest, Pastor Rondell Brown from Michigan, will be bringing forth God's word on the first Thursday night in February. Every first Saturday night, we have Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, where I serve as a musician. Then we have coming to us every second Thursday night, Bishop Rosemary Jairu out of Slidesdale, Louisiana, brings forth God's word. Deacon Marvin Cox brings forth God's word every second Saturday night. He also shares inspirational poems before he delivers God's word. Thursday night, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He delivered God's word over this worldwide platform. Again, every third Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. I have a special guest coming forward he's more that's going to be a motivational speaker, and God bless that he and I came together over Facebook, And this is an awesome man of God. He is going to be sharing what God is doing in his life, and then he's going to share with the listeners how you can, he can motivate you to do what God has called you to do as well. Brother William Cobb will be will be my guest on the third Saturday night, February the 19th. Normally, Deacon Eddie Blakely, the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, normally brings forth God's word on the third Saturday night, but my special guest will be William Cobb that night. Then we have the fourth Thursday night will be my special guest, Pastor Mark Holloway. He is the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Hopper Woods, will be my special guest on the fourth Thursday night. Pastor Mark Holloway, the pastor of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, will be bringing forth God's word. Normally, I have Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy out of Conyers, Georgia, and she normally brings forth the word on the fourth Thursday night, but Pastor Mark Holloway will be my special guest that night. And then on the fourth Saturday night, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing forth God's word every fourth Saturday night. So I pray that you have marked those down on your calendar for February so you can tune in and be blessed by the men and women of God. So right now, I want you all to know that the phone lines are open again on tonight. So after my guest has finished with her question for me and you're going to share her book with us on tonight, after she has concluded on tonight, I'm going to give you, the listeners, an opportunity if you have any questions for her after she has finished on tonight. So we're getting ready to have her share with us a testimony. Sister June D. Hawkins Purify, thank you so much for being my special guest on tonight. And I'm going to ask you first, would you please share with me and the worldwide listeners a short testimony?
All right, Brother Brown. Well, I'm just saying I'm glad that you asked me to be here, and I'm glad to be on the line today just to give God the glory and to give him my testimony for the many things he has done for me. And the one thing that is so special in my life that he has done was that I am an adoptee. And I was told from, about the age of 3 or 4 that I was adopted. But I really didn't take my quest until I was maybe about 12 or 13. And I always wanted to know or to see or to find out just who my biological parents were. And I used to pray every night. I said, Lord, bless me. I said that I can see them. I said, I don't have to really get to know them. I said, but just to see who they are, if I could do that. So I prayed that prayer for around 21 years. And at the age of 33, God blessed me to find both my biological father and mother. And that was a miracle for me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh, to God be the glory. That's a powerful testimony right there, because I'm sure that a lot of people that's going through the same process, a lot of them unfortunately cannot share that same story, because some of them probably will never get to know who their real parents were. But God bless you to be able to come to know who your real mother and father were. So that is a powerful testimony. And so I just wanted you to share that testimony on tonight, because God gets the glory through our testimony. He said that he would share his glory with no one. So I thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. And it's a powerful testimony, and I just give God the glory and honor and praise what he has done in your life. And so we're going to get ready to go through your book. We're going to ask you to answer the different questions that I'm going to ask you on tonight pertaining to your book that God bless you to write regarding you being an adopted child and then you finding and getting that connection to find your biological parents. So following the music break, we're going to do a short music break, and then we're going to come back. And I have different questions that I want to ask you. And again, I got to ask the listeners to get their Bibles and pens and paper ready, because I'm sure that you're going to have some scriptures pertaining to your book that they can write down and share and be blessed by the scriptures that are connected with your book on tonight. So I pray and ask that you will enjoy the music break. that we're going to do right now. I'm going to do a short version of this music break. It's not going to be a long one because I want to get as much time as we can with this awesome author on tonight so she can continue to be a blessing to the worldwide listeners on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Yes. Thank God that Jesus and God, our Heavenly Father, saw that our life was saving, that Jesus came down from the cross. He came down from glory first to die on the cross and pay our sin debt with his own precious blood, that he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. And he knew that it was a debt that we owed, but we could not pay it. But thank God for Jesus who paid the price for sins, that we are redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. But once again, I am so grateful to have my guest on tonight, Time, the author of the book titled The Question Inside of Me, An Adopted Daughter's Quest for Connection. Sister June D. Hawkins Purifoy is my special guest on tonight. So we're going to move forward. Oh, before I do that, I want to give a shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. And I'm asking all listeners, you can always go to my website, and I would like for you to go there and then go through the procedures to be able to follow this worldwide ministry and platform. Click, once you go through the procedures where it says click on to follow, that's what you need to do. Click on, not just to be a listener, but to be a follower of this worldwide ministry and platform. So we're going to get ready to get into this book. Again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with this author on tonight. So first and foremost, we thank God for you. We thank God that you had a quest to want to know who your real parents were. So I see in your book, and this is a powerful book, and I pray that after we finish that the listeners will be able to purchase this book and read it for themselves in the fullness and get more out of it than we're going to be able to share with them on tonight because there's so much in this book. So you said, you started off saying that we all have had questions, and it's true, and some people still do. And you said that we want to know who I am, where did I come from.
Yeah.
Are these people who they say are they really my parents? Was I born into this family? We have all asked these questions within ourselves, and I believe this is a question that will go into eternity. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Yes, Brother Brown. It's just like I always think about that Rick Warren when that Purpose Driven Life book came out and a lot of different materials about the purpose driven life. And that was some years ago. But you always had people to start wondering, why am I here? Really, what is my purpose here? on this earth? Why did God create me to be here, you know? And that's, yeah. like I said, that's not just for adoptees, but I think everyone has asked that question, because that purpose-driven life went over, you know, pretty big. It spoke volumes to a lot of people, and he wrote different materials about it, books and journals, and, you know, about who am I? And of course, like I said, by being an adoptee and knowing that I was adopted, you know, from, as we call it, strangers, and you said, well, why am I really here? Then what on earth am I here for, you know? And it just started bringing to my mind, you know, the things that God brought me here for, you know, why the reason why I'm here, because I could have been aborted, you know, but God saw for my biological mother to birth me and to be here, and then I was adopted, you know, by some wonderful, wonderful parents, you know.
Amen.
And like I said, but that's all in ordained by God. That was all set up by him.
Amen. So I can take that goes to, you have in your book, it goes back to the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 14, where it says, you take a look inside and say, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy works. So, yes, we are all here for a purpose, and we need to know what our God purpose is, whether we're adopted or not.
That's right.
So we just
and
thank
that's
God
right.
for it. Go ahead.
And there are always some things inside of us that no one can touch but God. You know, there's some questions and some things inside of us now, you know, that only God can touch. And this was one of them. He can only, touch it. So that's why we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes, amen. Yes, Lord. That's what the word said. And I believe it too. And it's the truth. So
right.
Further, after that, then you go right into, you're talking about being disconnected. And then you use the scripture, Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. It says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. So could you elaborate on that, please?
Yes. And, you know, after a mother gives birth to her child, they have to cut that. You know, one of the main things that's running through the mother and through the baby is that umbilical cord.
The connection.
And that
right.
umbilical cord, yes, that umbilical cord is cut. And then it starts that baby to be their own individual.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are thankful, like I said, when babies are born healthy and all their limbs and organ and everything is in place. And that's what God does for us. But after he disconnects us from our mothers, that's what I was using that as that illustration. You know, he still calls me by his grace. You know, his grace is sufficient for me. You know, he's going to see me through. He's going to take care of me. That's his grace for me.
Amen. That's deep and that's powerful and it's the truth. Yes, I can bear witness to that. Even though I knew I wasn't adopted, I just look at the way my mother, the Lord blessed my mother to raise nine of us. I have eight siblings.
Ooh.
And God blessed her to raise nine of us. And so like we all have a different purpose in the earth, but we all came through that same mother's womb, but we just thank God for who our mother was, even though she's gone on to be with the Lord now. But I just thank God for blessing me with the mother that he blessed me with. So as we continue to move forward, you went on to talk about, and you just stated it, how you know that you were chosen, and you used the scripture, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, talking about the good news. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And that's why I played that song, Worth Living. Jesus thought that our life was so much worth living that he died for us. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He chose to do that. But he died for us that we might live throughout eternity. So could you discuss go into more details about what you're talking about in your book, about the more than 3,000 children just in Michigan alone that are waiting for permanent homes to call their
own? Yes, there are many children, just like you said, in the state here of Michigan that need adopting, you know, many children in foster care right now. I don't know the numbers right now, you know, but I know it's many, you know, because I have been working with some of the foster care and adoption programs at the Orchard Family Children's Services and also at the Bethany Christian Services and the Michigan Department of Human Services at their, like I said, for their foster care and adoption. And it's so great of a need, you know, it's just phantom, you know, just my goodness, you know, it's just so many that, you know, some have, you know, been raised already by their mothers or fathers or, you know, grandparents, and then some of them have to come out of those homes and, you know, find foster care homes. But still, we all know that there's still a reason for them being here. You know, yes, that's yes. a reason for each child being
that's
here.
Right.
And that
Absolutely.
Each child, yes, each child was chosen, you know, to be here. But, you know, as children and I'm sure as some people, you don't think of that then, you know, all the traumas, some of the kids in foster care, you know, that have been adopted out, have gone through, you know, you would just be surprised. But, you know, you say, well, what did I have to go through this for? But they were chosen still to be here. And we still don't know, you know, some of them don't know what plan and purpose God has for them. But for he chose us in him before the creation of the world. He already knew that he had that plan, that purpose and destiny for our lives, you know. But like I said, a lot of children and don't know this, you know. And but I am so grateful that, you know, in my being adopted, I finally, as I start getting older, you know, start looking into adoption and stuff, I finally realized, you know, I said, God, this was your plan for me. This was your purpose for me. So that's why now I'm, Brother Brown, want to be an advocate for adoptees.
Amen.
You know, I want to
work with the
adoptees. Yes.
That's right. We need more. But, you know, I'm looking at your book even as we speak, and you just said it. You said it earlier, and you just said it again. I like what you said, and because it's true. We're chosen by God. You said every individual in this world has a purpose and a destiny and a destiny that God has chosen for us to do. Then you use the scripture. I like the scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. You know, say, God has chosen us before the foundation of the earth, before the worlds were ever formed. And that's to say, he knew us. He knew you. He knew me. He knew each one of us. He knew that he had a great plan for each one of us that only each one of us can fulfill that would give him glory and honor and praise. So could you go deeper into that? Could you go deeper into that?
What did you say?
Could you expound a little bit more on that?
Oh, okay. It looked like you were breaking up. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But yes, but it said even before the world was created, he knew he had all this already in his plan, like you said, in his blueprint. You know, when you get ready to build on something or get ready to bring something into, as they say, fruition, you write it down, the outline and everything, how you want it to go and how you want it to be. And that's just what he has done for each and every one of us. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
For each and every one of us? Oh, come on
every
now.
Every one of us. Yeah, every one of us.
But
yeah.
Like they say, he knows the hairs on our head, every number of the hairs on our head. He knows the... You know, each thing about us, you know, it says you know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You
know
exactly how I was made, bit by bit, and how I was built. nothing into something. Yes. It says you knew me inside and out.
Wow.
You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made bit by bit and how I was sculptured from nothing into something. And that's found in Psalms 139:15 from the Message Bible.
What's that scripture again?
That's Psalms 139:15.
All right. Now, see, listen, that's why I said you need your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because this awesome author has scriptures. That's what I like about how her book is. She has scriptures to back up everything that she's saying in her book, that God is being glorified through her book. Again, her book is titled The Question Inside of Me, An Adopted Daughter's Quest for Connection. And speaking of that, you went right into talking about what about me is the question. Then you used the scripture, Psalms chapter 71, verse 5, which says, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth." Could you talk about, then you went into discussing about your growing up as you had a wonderful childhood. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, because as growing up, like I said, I had a wonderful childhood. You know, I had wonderful adoptive parents, but I always had that little something inside of me, you know, that question inside of me about really where did I come from. I had a good upbringing, a foundation in the church, and, you know, how my parents took me to church, and like at times, well, being small then and younger then, I didn't really want to go, but I had to go, you know. But I'm glad that I did, you know, because it instilled in me a good foundation. And like I said, but we don't know, though God was with us from day one, from the beginning, you know. As a youth, I started to trust in him. You know, I started believing in him, and I started getting to know God, you know, and I said, okay, God, well, you chose me. Well, what about me? You know, well, why am I here? Why did I have to come through, you know, this way, you know, as being adopted, you know,
why am I
here? So, and like I said, in years, you know, later years, God started answering my, you know, questions for me. And made it plain
I want to get right into that. Since you said that, we're going to jump right into it. That you, I'm reading the part of your book where it says a couple of days after your visit with the Children's Aid Society, your mother showed you some adoption papers from probate court that showed you the process which you was adopted. Yes, could you go into that, please?
Yes, after she used to tell me all the time, you know, she said, whenever you want to find out more information about your biological parents, she said, I'll take you to Children's Aid Society where you were adopted from and see what, you know, type of information we can get. So she did, and she took me to Children's Aid Society, and, of course, it was a closed adoption, so they wouldn't give me too much information, but what little bit of information they did give me, I, you know, kept that. And then a couple of days later or a week later or whenever, my mother, adoptive mother, pulled out some more papers to show me, you know, that how legally, how she had adopted me and the process that she had to go through and you know, the things that had happened. And on there, it had my birth name, you know, and I said, oh, my goodness. So that was more information that I had that I, when I start my search, I could start looking up from that birth name that I had, you know.
That's right.
So,
So then you said, right after that, you said, this is how you started to pray. You prayed to God almost every night that he would bless you to find your biological family.
Correct. And that's what I did. I started praying more. I said, Lord, I said, you know, I have this information that I've been given. Now, you know, help me to find them, you know. Like I said, I really didn't know how to pray back then, you know, but I just wanted to find them. You know, if we were walking down the street, if somebody just would have told me that that's your mother, that that's your father, you know. But it didn't work out like that, you know. But still, he answered prayer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, I'm a witness. He's still answering prayer. So you said that after you came home from the doctor's office, you said you thought about your biological mother all evening. You started asking yourself, you know, why did she go? What did she have to do to go through this, and how did it make her feel? Could you go into that a little bit?
Yes, of course. You know, I don't know how she really felt, you know, about these things, but she would always seem like she would be there for me and always talk about whatever I would bring up about adoption or about family and stuff, you know, she would answer, you know, and give me the correct answers, and she would talk about it, you know. And some things, you know, I know I've just wondered, I said, if this really bothering her, you know, is this hurting her or what? But it didn't seem to, you know, she would, you know, she would give me what she could, and she, you know, always explained to me why, you know, she adopted me, you know. So.
Right, right. Wow. Well, praise the Lord for that she was able to explain to you why you was adopted. So then, but after that, you turn around and you talk about you, how you heard many ministers speak on the subject, you are not an accident. Before I was forming in mother's womb, you're talking about that came from out of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. So I think you are grateful for the different ministers that actually spoke on that subject.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, you know, we all think sometimes, you know, as far as an adoptee, you think you were a mistake, you know. Why was I giving up, you know? I must have been an accident, or I must have been a mistake, you know, with why they didn't want me, you know. And that was one of the things, you know, when I always would hear that preached about, you're not an accident, you know. I would really take that to heart, because, you know, sometimes, like I said, as an adoptee, you felt that you were, that your mother, you know, had you and you were unwanted. You know, why did she give me up like that, you know? But
we don't understand. We don't know. We don't understand. So that kind of leads you to right into your other chapter. Following that, you talked about you kind of sometimes felt like you were damaged goods. Then you used the scripture.
Yeah, sometimes you felt like a damaged.
Right.
You felt like a damaged, you know, good. You know, I always make that illustration in the book about, you know, how they have damaged goods in the store, you know, sometime, and they're on clearance, you know, because it's a little something wrong with them. They had to set them aside, you know, and put them up. So sometimes as an adoptee, you may feel like that. You know, I was damaged, you know. I've been set aside, you know, for somebody to come rescue me, for somebody to get me, you know. So that's why I call it damaged goods, you know, because you feel like you've been set aside sometime, you know. You feel like you're maybe not good for something, or, you know, but does anybody want me? Does this, but somebody came and got me. So, you know.
No. But I love the scripture that you gave to that with that damaged goods, Psalms chapter 23, verse 6, out of the King James Version of the Bible. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So you was not damaged good, no matter even you might have thought it. You didn't understand it, but the Lord was letting you know that you're not damaged good.
Right, 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 right. Because the Lord is my shepherd. You know, I had to think about that. Yes,
absolutely.
The Lord
right.
is my
That's
shepherd.
Right.
I shall not want. Yeah.
That's right.
So,
yes,
you know.
Yes. So we got to go right to you talking about finding the missing pieces. Could you elaborate on that, finding the missing pieces?
Yes, that's also that's something that's missing. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I had a good childhood life. I had, you know, wonderful adoptive parents, and both the maternal and paternal families were really good to me, you know, never had any problems, you know, with none of the other family members. They were all nice to me, but I was raised the only child, but that was okay, you know. But like I said, they were really good to me, the other family. So, and
yeah.
I always felt that, like I said, okay, well, they must have wanted me. Something happened, but they did, you know, want me. You know, I do belong to them.
Right.
I may not, you know, belong blood, you know, but I'm here in this family, you know, for a reason, you know. So it's all kind of Brother Brown that questions and
exactly.
things, yeah,
so
thoughts and stuff always come to mind, you know, with adoptees. Like I said, it's not all adoptees, but I'm speaking for, you know, just myself, you know, all kind
exactly.
of questions and thoughts and stuff would
right.
come to mind a lot of times,
so
you
true.
Know.
Yes.
But it's all,
so
listen,
you,
it's all in the book.
That's right. It's so listen, I'm looking at it. and then I
right.
love what you said, how you said that you didn't just pray one time. You kept praying. You said, I prayed again. And that's what we have to do sometimes. Just don't pray one time. You have to keep praying, keep asking the Lord and beseeching God. So you said, I prayed again and asked God. You were talking about, is this lady that I've been talking to, is she my biological mother? And the Lord spoke softly to me and said, yes, this is your biological mother. Then you go deeper into that. Could you share a little bit about that, how that happened?
Okay, after trying to find that missing piece.
Yes.
After, like I said, getting all my information together that I found, and, you know, I had support, you know, and like I said, networking. I didn't have this ancestry. It's easy now for people to find, you know, they got this
right.
ancestry.com and 23andMe, you know, they can just go
right,
online
right.
and a lot
that's
of times
right.
put in just their last name and come up with, you know, things. I didn't have all that back then. So,
right.
Like I said, I kept praying and asking the Lord, you know, what information I did have, you know, to put it together. I put it together. And one day a lady that I was going to church with, she worked at one of the high schools that my biological parents had went to. And she came to me and she said, I heard you're looking for your biological family. So I told her, yes. So, and I gave her what little information I had, you know. So she called me about 2 or 3 weeks later and told me what information she came up with. And so I prayed and asked the Lord. I said, okay, Lord, now is this it? Is this really it? You know, and come to find out the things I had to go through. Like I said, it's all in the book about a journey I had to go through in order to
yeah.
find them and to, you know, get them. But the calls I did make and that first one I did try to go see, yes, it was her. You know,
yes,
so
Lord.
I said, thank you, Lord. Not in
that I
piece.
Know you did. I'm so sure you
mm-hmm.
did. I can only imagine. But then I like how you go right into, you talk about connected by grace. And you use the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, out of the King James Version says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Then you talk about how your prayers was answered. You had found them, your parents, your biological parents, and you continue to trust God knowing that God's design for the family is always to be a place of love and acceptance. How, I'm sure, I can't even imagine that. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yes. Because that was hard, too, because after finding them, like I said, and thanking God, okay, then questions really start coming to me, or thoughts really, okay, now was I really supposed to go after this, Lord? Was this really supposed to happen? But I know he did it. I know he did it. I know he answered, and I know he did it for a reason, you know. And my thing is, did I find the right parents, you know? Are these the right ones? Because at first in finding them, they wasn't, too friendly about it, you know. They kind of said, oh, I'm not sure, you know what. But as time went on, I come to find out they were. But like I said, it was kind of hard, you know. But I know it was by the grace of God that connected us. It had to be nobody but him, you know, after praying so much about it, you know, and asking him, I said, Lord, I know this is nobody but you. So I knew it was connected by grace, you know.
Amen.
So I just held on to that, you know.
And that's what I was just ready to say. You took the words out of my mouth. I like how you connected that with faith. You said you held on to your faith.
And I just held on to my faith and just believed, okay, now, God, look how far you have brought me. Look how far you have brought this together. You know, look how far you have put us together, you know. Now, I know it may not work out the way I really wanted to, but I know it's by your grace and faith that this has happened. And I just held on to my faith. You know, like I said, although when I first found them, things didn't work out just like I thought it was or like I really wanted it to. So I had to wait, Brother Brown, really 24 years later to be reconnected with my father's family. Yeah.
Lord Jesus. Oh, 24 years later. Wow. Ooh,
24 years later. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Jesus.
But I always knew who they were. Like I said, he did answer my prayer because my first prayer was always, let me just find them. Not that I was going to get to know them, but let me find them. And he did answer that. Okay, so as I got older and started thinking about it, I said, well, I kind of want to know him now, you know, but but it's only in God's timing, you know, he has a time set for everything. And I knew it was all in his timing that he was going to answer. And then all through that, I had to remember that one chapter I wrote in the book by, I'm God's responsibility, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So I know that God was my father. Yes,
your heavenly father. Yes.
And I know that he was going to see me through this.
That's right.
And
I want to give the scripture to that for the listeners. I want to give the scripture for that passage that you just read. And that's found in Romans 8, verse 15. And again, she said, I'm God's responsibility. And then again, she just stated, that's what the word of God says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Again, that's found in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. So with that being said, then that kind of led you to Greater Grace Temple. I understand that kind of led you to Greater Grace Temple. You're currently a member of?
Yes. I was in search for a church, you know, and Greater Grace was not that far from me, and it was a cold, real snowy, icy day, and I wanted to go to church. I'm so used to every Sunday going to church, so
yeah,
I said, well,
let me
just get up and go over here close, you know.
Yeah.
And when I went there, that's when the Lord said, this is where you to be. And I just enjoyed the service there, and I was just, surprised and amazed about how the weather was so bad outside, but the people inside everything, the church was on fire, I tell you. It was people packed in there, and I said, oh, look at here, you know, this is where the Spirit of the Lord is. So, yeah.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
That's right, that's right. And going to Greater Grace, like I said, the Lord connected me with a young lady there, and come to find out she worked at Capuchin's Service Center. And, you know, like I said, it's all in the book.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. I just read it. I just seen it for myself. It is in the book. So
yeah.
I'm going to conclude with this chapter. When you said that you are complete in him, you came out of Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. The King James Version says, complete in him. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Could you elaborate on that real quick before I give the listeners a chance to ask you questions?
Yes. After finding, like I said, my biological family, you know, and after being reconnected with them after so many years, I felt a completeness. You know, I felt, I said, okay, God, this is, you have this complete now. And that's when that scripture came to me, and ye are complete in him,
yeah,
which is the head of all principalities and power. And I just thank him that I felt the completeness. You know, like they said, I am made whole, you know, now because of what God has done for me. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. That is so awesome. That is powerful. I am so glad that God connected you and I together when I met you at the Mystery Theater play, and with my two sisters and one of our other family members, that we met, and I purchased your book. And I got to reading your book while I was in line getting ready to get my food. I came to your table and told you I was reading your book already. it was so inspirational for me. I'm like, I got to have you on this radio show, because you're going to be an inspiration to the worldwide listeners, because I'm sure that someone that is listening right now may not have gone through this process that you went through being adopted, but they may know someone. So in conclusion, I want to give you a chance. I want to thank you for coming on this worldwide platform, sharing your book, The Question Inside of Me, An Adoptive Daughter's Quest for Connection. I want to thank you for sharing your testimony first, and then I want to thank you for answering the questions and adding the scriptures to the questions pertaining to your book. So on that being said, I want to give you a chance to, let me do it this way first. For the listeners, because the lines are open, is there any listeners on the line right now that would like to have questions or give words of encouragement to my guests on tonight? If you do, you're free to do so now.
Sister June, I would like to know, how did your adoptive parents explain what being adoptive meant for you at a young age?
Okay, when I was about 3 or 4 years old, my adoptive mother, she used to bring out teddy bears. And she always, you know, would give me the bedtime story about Goldilocks and the Three Bears and different things about the teddy bears. But she would show me how the teddy bears wanted some special person in their life. They wanted a little baby, a little girl, or, you know, in their life. And they would bring out these teddy bears. And, of course, they were so cute, you know, and she would explain to me about these teddy bears, about, she didn't say too much about how they, the little baby or little child was unwanted. She just said that how, she explained how the adoptive parents found this little baby teddy bear and just wanted it to be in their family, you know. That's how she usually would use it.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
That's a really good question.
Yes, every so often she would, like I said, bring out these teddy bears until I started getting older. You know, she would just start explaining to me a little bit about life, you know, and about, you know, how God has chosen us and, you know, how the things that wonderful he has for us to do. It was awesome. Yes.
So apparently
that's
God
absolutely
put you in
wonderful.
The right, it really is. And so God apparently put you in the right family, even though it was your adopted family, until he found your biological family. He put you in the right family.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
Yes. That's what I'm getting out of this story. Oh, see, God is amazing. He knows exactly what he's doing. So is there anyone else that may have a question or want to give encouragement to my guest on tonight? Okay. Well, right now, Sister June, I'm going to give you, do you have anyone that you want to give a shout-out to right now?
I just want to give a shout-out to my father, my biological father. Today is his birthday. To Mr.
Oh, happy
Ronald
birthday,
Bass.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Ooh, ain't God good? Lord, have mercy.
Yes, he is.
Now, I want you to be able to share with the listeners, if you don't mind, I'm sure you will, share with the listeners how you can be reached if someone wants you to come and speak at their function. And then after that, could you please share with the listeners how your book can be purchased?
Okay, yes. Well, first of all, my book can be purchased on Amazon.com, The Question Inside of Me, An Adopted Daughter's Quest for Connection. And also, you can get it at Barnes & Noble. And I think you could get at God's World. And also, you could go to my website, www.junepurifoy.com. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email. My email address is junepurifoy@comcast.net. Let's see what else. But either you can go to my website or, you know, you can email me, and I appreciate it. You can
Do me a favor, Sister June. I want to make sure that everybody got that, even though they can go to the archive. They can go to my website and pull up the show again and listen to it all over again. But I want you to give us that information once again, how people can purchase your book. Give us that information again.
Okay. For the book purchase, you can go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, God's World, or you can go to my website. And that's www.junepurifoy.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am so sure that your Bishop Charles H. Ellis III, I'm so sure that him and First Lady Carissa, I'm sure they are so proud of you, and your members at your church and your family are so proud of what God has done through you through this book, because this book is going to be a blessing to a lot of people.
Yes, yes.
And most, and most
a
of our God
lady, I really like to give First Lady thanks, because if it was for her, she was, you know, coasting me and pushing me into doing this. She said, "You got to write your book. You got to write."
Wow, that's First Lady of Great Temple.
Yeah, First Lady Chrisette Ellis.
Amen. See how the Lord put people in our lives.
Yes.
Push us, and because he wanted, he knew there was a book in you that needed to be birthed out, and so she was your motivator. So she inspired
That's
you
right.
to go ahead and write this book. And so we just give God the glory for First Lady Ellis at Greater Grace Temple. Thank God for her. Now your book is out. It's being shared, and people are being blessed by this book. And I know that the listeners have been blessed by listening to what God has done through you, through your book, and how he has restored your family back together again, that he gets the glory through it all.
Yes.
Thank you for being my special guest on tonight, and continue to keep up the great work, and continue to keep God first in your life, because as long as you can continue to keep the faith and keep being a faithful doer of God's word, I just want you to know that you haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come.
Yes, I believe that.
I just want to say thank you for being my special guest on tonight. So we're getting ready to close out for tonight. I thank all the listeners for faithfully tuning in, as you always do. And I thank God that this worldwide platform and ministry is now being heard through all the prisons throughout the United States. God is really doing a great work through this worldwide ministry and platform, and for this, it is marvelous in our eyes, and we give him the glory and the honor and praise for it, because we know that there is nobody but God. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come once again in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing and realizing and knowing that you are God and you are God alone. We thank you for what you have done on tonight, woman of God, through this author, June Hawkins Purifoy, through her book that she has shared with the worldwide listeners on tonight, that you're going to be even more glorified through this book, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So remember and know that I love you and know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Give you praise.